producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell you, it's just so hard to watch this country degenerate. This whole West is degenerating. It's television. People are spectators now. They just don't have the spark. And those that do are the enemy. We're the milk cows. We're supposed to do the work, do all the thinking, and then be attacked by all the parasites above and below. It's just a really bad situation. James Leslie Rawls, other points briefly on Russia, on ISIS, and tell us about your new book that's coming out.
Well, in terms of Russia and the Ukraine, I think that there'll probably be an announced political solution for the Ukraine crisis, but the long-term power game has not gone away. There's still a huge chess game going on behind the scenes, and the end result of that will probably turn out to be tilting in the direction of global governance. In terms of ISIS, we're just seeing the beginning of the spread of the caliphate. I would not be surprised at all to see most or all of Iraq fall to ISIS. And let's face it, you can't spell crisis without ISIS. They want to use this as an excuse for a continued American military presence in the Middle East that will go on for decades, and it's just another enemy du jour that that we created ourselves. Our own government created ISIS, and now they've set this puppet up as the latest bogeyman to justify a huge military expenditure.
And now Turkey is airstriking the Kurds and says they won't fight ISIS. I mean, they're there letting ISIS, is their proxy army. They're just taking over. It's incredible how dumb they think we are. They're letting Ebola in. They're running Al-Qaeda under the name ISIS. Tell us about your new book coming out.
Well, yeah. On the 21st of October, my latest novel, Liberators, comes out. It's in the Patriots novel series. It's the fifth book in the series, and like the others, it's set parallel to the others. It's set just in the near future, but the geography is different. In this case, it's set primarily in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and in Western Canada, in British Columbia, in the area called Bella Coola. And I think folks will find it instructive on a number of different levels. I went pretty heavily into both intelligence analysis and guerrilla warfare tactics in this novel. And I'm probably not going to make any friends in the Eastern establishment with this novel, but, just like your radio show, Alex, they cannot stop the signal. Four of my books have become New York Times bestsellers, and folks are eager to learn about how they can prepare.
I can't wait. Come back in 2 weeks when it's out. I want to carry the book at InfoWarsStore.com. In 45 seconds, I'm seeing a near total wake-up in the military. That's got to be a real ace in the hole for liberty, a real wild card for the enemy.
Well, thank you, Alex. I do want to wake people up. My main concern with my blog and my books is to wake people up, get people active politically and in terms of their preparedness. Someone needs to confront what's going on. And I believe that the American people are capable of great things. I still have a bit of hope for the political process, although things are looking a little more dim in that area. But
James, I know you got to go, but can you do two more minutes? I want you to finish what you're saying, and I want to talk briefly on the other side about the military waking up, what that does. Just come back for like two or three more minutes.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with our great news team out of the InfoWars News Studios, InfoWarsNews.com, to check that out, or PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I'm going to give the number out in a moment, take a ton of calls this hour, get into some geopolitical news, Nielsen manipulations in the ratings, White House-run Media Matters manipulations. A lot of important information on that front, but also open the phones up for your take on Ebola and a lot more. But finishing up with James Wesley Rawls, who was an Army intelligence best-selling author, 4 New York Times bestsellers. The military's always been one of the most awake groups. When 10% of the public on average knew that the Federal Reserve was private, maybe half the military I would talk to, enlisted, commissioned officers, it really didn't matter. They were more awake than the general public. They certainly knew that vaccines were experimental and killing people because they were guinea pigs. then I would just walk down the street in Austin or Dallas or New York City, and almost every military person would run up, whether they were an officer or not, saying they were a listener. And then it started to be police doing this. And not just some police that recognized me, most police I would end up walking by or talking to or in a restaurant turned out to start becoming awake. And then now, I was in Hot Springs, Arkansas last year, and they were having a military convention there of different types of specialists, and they were also having a water convention there while I was there. And I ran into most of the water convention people, and they were all aware of fluoride being bad and being a fraud and causing brain damage. And I ran into the military, and they told me, oh, about 70 to 80% are awake. Well, now a year later, I talk to military, and they go, about 90% are awake. And, I mean, they know about the NDAA. They know about the FEMA camps. They know about the gun control. They know about Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven. They know about the plan to shut off the power plants. They know our government's funding ISIS and said no last year. Remember that? All the military holding up signs saying, I won't fight for Al-Qaeda. I don't know what the establishment does when they've tried to form the military into an army to take over domestically, and they've tried to militarize the police, which they've done, but in the process, it decompartmentalized them, because in the last 5-6 years, James, as you know, we broke a lot of this, but now it's mainstream news. They come to them and actually say, Christians are bad, gun owners are bad, the founding fathers were bad. It's like something you'd expect to see in the Red Dawn movie when they show the re-education camp at the sports stadium with the movie screens going, George Washington was a pig, gun owners are bad, capitalism is bad. The propaganda of the people running things is so horrible, it makes you think they're inept, because this is the stuff bad guys would tell the military. I think their attempt to demonize the liberty movement, James, has totally backfired on them, and is strategically one of the biggest defeats they've had. You have a lot of military, current and former. What are they telling you? Do you concur? Do you disagree? What's your view on the military waking up?
Well, everything that I've heard in recent years is in concurrence with what you've seen. I have a lot of readers of my blog who are active duty military, and they're all telling me the same thing, that they have woken up, they have done their homework. They can see what's really going on. And they're no longer falling for the lies that the administration is trying to push. So it, to me, that indicates two things. One is it's very encouraging because if they ever try to institute martial law, they're not going to be able to do it with American troops. They'll have to bring in overseas troops to try to institute martial law in this country, because the American military is not going to put up with it. There's too many people, especially in the officer corps and the non-commissioned officers, who are fully awake, and they're not going to go along with it. Secondarily, everyone who leaves the military, and very few people are career military. A lot of people just do their 4 to 6 years and they get out. There's a huge number of people who now have combat experience coming home from Iraq, coming home from Afghanistan, who not only are politically aware, but they also have a very advanced skill set in at least small unit tactics and beyond. So that if we ever got into a situation where there was a war of resistance in America, as I pointed out in my novels, all those returning veterans are going to form the core cadre of the resistance. We can depend on our service members, and we should support them individually, but not support the policy.
That's right. They always spin it and say, support whatever the globalist occupied government says. That's not our military. It's like Hitler would say, support the military. Well, that means supporting Hitler. I mean, our own military now trains to take on returning veterans, where 1 week after you get out, you're now enemy number one. And they actually have the Southern Poverty Law Center and others with the FBI come in and give the troops these briefings that are so traitorous. How do the feds not know, James, that these traitorous briefings where they say George Washington wouldn't be welcome in today's army at Fort Hood, I mean, that took the Army intelligence units there, because I know they've given me a lot of info, and they're for real. They're not just giving me disinfo, because I've checked it over the years. When they started doing that, they went from liking me and checking what I said and believing a lot of what I said to going, oh, my God, the government really is at the top alien. It really is totally fake. I just don't know what's wrong with the socialists and the globalists that they think you can call troops in and say your new enemy is you know, the America and George Washington. It's I mean, George Washington's on the Purple Heart. He founded the U.S. Army. I don't know how you do that.
Well, I think the globalists are naive, and they're all these strategic plans they have are going to come back and fight them, because we still essentially have a liberty-loving nation. And our military reflects that. In the long run, we win, they lose. And that's very encouraging.
All right, James. Well, I'm glad you're getting the same good info I'm getting. But again, it's not up to the military to get us out of this. It's up to all of us to get ourselves out of this and to be very loud and very aggressive with the establishment. Let them know that they're going to get the blame for everything. They may back off, or you can make the decision to go underground and write best-selling books to reach out to people, or you can be on the radio or do your own podcast. Whatever you do, get active, ladies and gentlemen. We have the moral high ground. We've been right over and over again. Not that it's hard. The default is very simple. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. I want to set you up right now before you're gone with Nico, our great producer, to be on as soon as your book comes out in the next 2 weeks, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Alex. It's been a great pleasure being on, and I pray the 91st Psalm for all your listeners.
Thank you so much. I'll pray it as well. They say that there are no atheists in foxholes, and I got three small children. I mean, one's 12, one's 10, and one's 6, and I look at them, and I'm just beyond angry with the globalists and Obama. I mean, they're just dishonorable scum who love to screw things up or create crises or let crises get worse so they get more power. And I'm going to blame some people in the system if anybody else keeps dying from Ebola. You say, oh, but car wrecks, you know, kill 10,000 a month or whatever. I get it. But this is premeditated. And they're doing it on purpose, and they're letting these people in, and it isn't going to help Africa, and they're lying and turning off the default protections. And, folks, if they get away with this, is what I keep saying. They get away with Fast and Furious and Benghazi and shutting off our power plants and teaching kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. The sky's the limit. Imagine if I'd have said 6 months ago they'll bring Ebola into the country. As we speak, the border's wide open. As we speak, anybody can get on a plane from Liberia or Sierra Leone or Guyana or wherever, and just fly in here with Ebola. I mean, I am 3.5 hours from Dallas. That stuff's already spread. This latest nurse has been going all over the country. Folks, if it killed 10% of people, I'd be concerned about it. It kills 70%. One of my kids gets this, there's a 70% chance they're going to die. All because the filthy CDC. All because our government wants open borders. They are so evil. They would fund Al-Qaeda to kill 300-plus thousand Syrians, most of them Christians, blowing up churches, chopping their heads off. They're not fighting them. ISIS is spreading everywhere. The U.S. and Turkey are giving air support to them, bombing any other rebel groups that aren't radical jihadis. That came out in the news yesterday. Oh, there's a lot of friendly fire, and I predict that would happen. It's all staged. It's all staged. And our military, yeah, they woke up. What are they going to do by themselves, though? Not following orders, get court-martialed? I mean, it's coming down to that point. I want to take your phone calls on just any issue you want to raise, but Ebola, I think, is front and center. Or we should say this, what else are we not looking at? Two questions. What's your take on Ebola? Are you angry about it? What should we do? But also, a whole other area of questions. What are we not looking at while this is going on? Eh? That's a big question. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We also have coming up, Angry McCain admits meeting with ISIS, scolds Rand Paul for not knowing terrorists. Remember, that was back in September. Well, we have a new video sent to us by a listener that I think McBreen put together with some other clips of us giving some history, where McCain caught lying again. That's coming up about 45 after we take time to take your calls. But 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But, man, I am just beyond angry at this point. I've never felt like this before. I mean, I am just fed up. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm beyond angry. I'm telling you, globalists, you're not going to get away with the Ebola pandemic, okay? You let this spread, we're going to make sure you go to prison. And you know you're going to go. All of you scum.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north, Alaska's home, north to Alaska.
I want to go to Josh in Tennessee, then Bill, Aaron, Susie, John, and others. Josh is a listener on WNFZ 94.3 FM. And Josh, thank you for calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Just, you know, want to go over the same disgust, you know, that the American people have. This Ebola keeps spreading like it's no big deal. They keep shipping these people back and forth. They let them into the country knowing. Then you've got all these other viruses that are coming up that, you know, they don't know where they came from. The enterovirus 68D that's infecting kids and respiratory infection, you know, it's just ludicrous. And what are they using this to cover up what's really going on? You know, open borders, the ISIS thing, they're just trying to use that to control the oil and, you know, basically have us scared for our lives eventually over a war and an outbreak of Ebola.
I mean, let's think about that. Our government publicly for 4 years funded Al-Qaeda, changed their name to ISIS. Our own military wouldn't support bombing Assad to help them. So now Turkey is bombing and saying it's about bringing down Assad, and Al-Qaeda under ISIS is marching towards Damascus. That's how controlled our media is that our government is actually behind ISIS while claiming they're fighting them, so they can chop Christians' heads off. It's so immoral. It's so evil. It's just over the top. I mean, I can't even believe it's this crazy.
To get the Christians to back the war, saying, hey, they're out here killing the, you know, Christians, and at the same time, they're setting it up to happen. They're funding them.
Exactly. No, that's full-spectrum brainwashing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what it is. They're getting the American people that live under a rock and aren't paying attention and listen to everything they see and hear on the, you know, TV, which is ridiculous. You give everybody a smartphone, they all walk around with their heads down. Nobody ever looks up to see the big picture. I got planes flying over the top of my house all the time spraying chemtrails. What the heck is that? Nobody looks up.
I'm telling you, we are living in a science fiction movie, brother. Good to hear from you. I am just so upset about this. Ebola, clearly, they're going to allow it to spread all over the place. And we said months ago what they were doing would let it spread. Oh, shut up, Alex, you're evil. Think about it. So few people challenge these criminals that the White House has had two articles last week attacking yours truly, saying I'm crazy, I'm a fearmonger, because I'm pointing out they won't stop the flights. Who do they choose to attack? I mean, can you imagine what it's like to have the known White House front watching and listening to you? It doesn't scare me. It just creeps me out what traitors they are, how horrible they are. Do the people at Media Matters really want Ebola to spread? I mean, do you really want to be villains? What's wrong with you people? Bill in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm just calling. I wanted to apologize to you. I didn't quite believe you when you said that ISIS had chemical weapons. But it is fact that ISIS or Al-Qaeda, they definitely have chemical weapons. The major media is now reporting that. And what they're saying, though, is that these weapons were captured in small Iraqi towns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're actually, you know, we know that they were given these weapons from Saudi Arabia.
UN admitted it's exactly. It's actually come out that Saudi Arabia is running the whole show and has given them the chemical weapons, and they launched them on Assad three times to blame him. I mean, imagine Obama goes, if you use chemical weapons, which you've never used, I will invade you. And then on the date of his speech a year later, they launch a chemical attack and blame it on Assad and didn't even care. Al-Qaeda is so uncontrolled. See, it's like putting black widows in somebody's bed. They don't run them. They turn them loose. They shot video of themselves launching the chemical attacks and did their little video to show off to each other. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just that's how Jerome Corsi at WorldNet Daily and InfoWars and I knew it was them, because they made videos bragging. Our media just ignored it. See how it's not like I was some sleuth or Sherlock Holmes. You know, that's why this is so frustrating, brother. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know, I've been discredited myself for saying things, and it boils your blood. I mean, it is what it is. But all you can do is just keep pushing on, and you got definitely a dedicated listener for me from now on, Alex.
Well, God bless you, brother. Listen, I wish I was wrong. I don't wish Assad launched a chemical attack, but I just wish our government wasn't so evil. It funds Al-Qaeda, launches chemical attacks, blames it on the innocent people fighting for their lives. Whoa, the government's letting Ebola patients come in, letting people fly in. It's spreading. We're living in a Twilight Zone movie. I know I say this probably every hour, but I'm going to say this again. The government for 3 years teaches 2 + 2 = 5 in public schools. They got a bunch of other math things where it's, I mean, it's just like, do I have to explain how screwed up that is? It is crazy. Yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Little Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I see a bad moon rising.
I see a bad moon rising.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
About 2 months ago, I said, you know that song, Bad Moon Rising? I said, get it in rotation, because I see a bad moon rising. It's deliberate evil in control of the world. And while the public plays video games and Second Life and watches Sports Center, and as the women watch their sitcoms, the globalists prepare for the mass culling. I think this is probably a big test where they're just going to see if we'll stand down while they bring Ebola in and spread it. Then put vaccines in us. The vaccine's probably what we really got to look out for. And the National Institutes of Health is now saying we should all be forced to take the new Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Notice I talk about Bill Gates and how he's a eugenicist all the time and make films about it. And He gets up and gives speeches about reducing human population down to zero and stuff, and then everybody laughs at TED TV. They're not playing games. It's all hidden in plain view. And I just sit here going, does anybody care? Does anybody want to listen to me? Does anybody? And I used to harp on the government trying to train the military to attack us, but that backfired on them because the military is awake now. I used to harp all day on the militarization of police and all the preparations, but that's starting to backfire. They can show bad cops all day on TV to create a divide and conquer, but it's just a fact. That's why I talk about it. I didn't get this till about 6-7 years ago, that the police are now more awake than the public. Oh, the public, they just... If we could only reach the general dumbed-down public, if we could only get to them, this country is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. The whole world is under attack. Two things I want to announce, and then we're going to go back to your phone calls and some breaking news in this McCain video. We've had a newsletter that goes out periodically with breaking news, and we have people that are writing at 7 in the morning, 9 in the morning, noon, 2, 3, and a lot of stuff breaks at 4, 5, 6 o'clock. It's the most important news of the day, and some people tune into the nightly news, but it just kind of fades off. We need to be able, with internet censorship and Facebook and Twitter not letting us send certain tweets and images and documents out, a way to reach you that's digital but also low-tech, so we can send exclusive videos, exclusive breaking news, so I can send you, like, our own tweet. That's what you know, tweeting is just a public email, short message. I need to be able to have connection to you. Over 20 years, I never saved emails. I never used them. I never really promoted them except for PrisonPlanet.tv members, because that's part of your subscription. And I've never done, one of the few places we're light years behind everybody else is having free newsletters and promoting and getting people to give us their emails so we can communicate with you. At least 5 days a week, I'm going to shoot, or the crew's going to shoot, exclusive videos on our servers so we can't be censored as easy, because it's really getting bad. Where as things get tightened down, we have a way to communicate with you. If they shut us off, I can still, from a terminal, send you a message or a video in the future. A message, definitely. So I'm going to shoot these low-tech, that is not fancy videos, quick videos on breaking news, every day in that no man's land between like 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock with the news, and send that to you. And if we got a document cam shot for TV viewers, radio listeners, just sign up, we'll send it to you. You can see the test yesterday of the underground insider, as we call it. Because email is kind of the underground of the internet right now. You know, it's the old tech, but it's one of the best ways. We send you a big, glossy digital magazine basically every day with exclusive audio, video, new news articles that are breaking, upcoming guests. So go to Infowars.com/newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, or we're going to tweet right now the link to Infowars.com/newsletter to sign up to get the free exclusive videos, newsletters, and articles. And it really is important that everybody go and sign up for this right now. I mean, I can have, you know, 800, 700, whatever it is, million views on YouTube. I can have 3 million listeners a day, but for whatever reason, with talk radio audiences, they won't sign up for our Twitter. We have real Twitter followers, you know, 300,000, 400,000, a million or so on Facebook or whatever. But well, for whatever reason, people just won't go sign up for the Twitter and follow Real Alex Jones so I can communicate directly with you real time when I'm out and about or whatever, or so the crew can, and they don't sign up like they should for the emails. So I'm saying do it, folks, Infowars.com/newsletter to get all this exclusive info, and then you can send it on to your friends and family. Email is still such a great way to communicate with people, and we've never really used it like we should. So Infowars.com/newsletter. You'll also get exclusive offers and promo codes and discounts on InfowarsLife.com products, Made in 1776.com products, the clothing, all of it. So you help support us, we'll help get you a good deal as well. So Infowars.com/newsletter. Or just go to Real Alex Jones and you can click through on that tweet and please retweet that. I want to thank all of you that retweet our information. Because that's where the establishment bozos are, is on Twitter and you know, on Facebook and all these, that's where the victims of the mind control are. And so that's why we are trying to reach out to people through it. Separately, I launched this, I guess, last Friday. It's only going to run for 2 weeks. Very short contest. $7,500. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $500. But it isn't about the money. That just makes it interesting. Print off our free posters connecting Obama to Ebola and the open borders. It's just hashtag Ebola contest. Go to Infowars.com/contest. You'll find the article. And you can print off our big glossy ones. Go to Kinko's. Print them out color, black or white. Hang them up. Shoot a video. Put it on YouTube and one other platform. And help expose who's behind the Ebola. The Ebola. That's what it's all about. So take advantage of that. We'll then post the videos on Infowars.com. They will go viral, and it will help draw attention to what's happening. Will this contest by itself save the world? No, but it will have a big effect. So Ty, who is really helping this spread into it, so they get the political blame and don't get the power grab out of the whole situation. And then finally, if I was you, I would be bolstering my body's natural defenses. I would be trying to eat organic, get sunlight, vitamin D, vitamin B12. I think I'm going to even go out and get a prescription and start injecting vitamin B12 because the studies I've seen for immune system, it's like, and I got to take my kids into the doctor to see if I can get that done or something because, I mean, this winter is going to be hell. I've never been a hypochondriac, folks, until a bunch of my family started getting killed by all these superbugs and stuff. I mean, it's bad. I've talked to medical doctors. I've talked to them on air, off air. You've talked to them. I'm taking colloidal silver every day. I didn't used to do that, the silver bullet. I'm taking Super Male Vitality to get my glands working. DNA Force with the CoQ10, the BioPPQ, all the rest of it this just makes vitamin C look like child's play. I am taking the Oxy Powder to flush out my guts. That's 70% of your immune system. All available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the lung cleanse and all the rest of it is what's making the entire transmission possible. And I'll tell you right now, at the rate we've been selling the InfoWarsLife.com products, we will probably sell out of most of these products. And then because of the way capital works, it'll take months to get the money and then reinvest it and get more produced because we only use the highest quality organic products. And so it just takes time to get the materials. We want to be the very best, win-win-win-win-win, for good, reap what you sow, karma, whatever you want to call it. And so we want to have people know that our line of products is the very best. We've become so neurotic about not cutting corners that it's almost hard to even bring the products. I've even been having meetings about some of our less expensive lines that, look, do we have to buy the most expensive, super organic, you know, totally perfect, no parts per billion of anything, when we then just can't even get it most of the time, and then no one can, then we can't even have it? Can't we just be the best out there, not the most neurotic perfect? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, we really do put out the highest quality stuff. We do really jump through all the hoops. Because when we know we're a target of the FDA, we know we're a target of all the stalkers and haters and, you know, people out there. And so we just go at the very highest platinum standard at the very best price, InfoWarsLife.com. Separately, support our local AM and FM affiliates. We got a lot of new affiliates, a lot of old affiliates. Become a sponsor. Spread the word about them. Thank their sponsors. Give them a donation, whatever. So many stations pick us up on the weekend, then they put us on weeknights, then we're on live. That's the pattern of almost every station. And then they sell a few years later. That's the other part of the pattern. And it's ESPN. I always have a problem with people being obsessed with sports. I used to be a sports head. I used to play sports. You name it, soccer, football, baseball, softball. I mean, I'd be out at midnight playing baseball or out playing golf in the dark with glowing golf balls when I was a teenager. I mean, you know. And then afterwards I go knock on girlfriend's window. But the point is that all those energies of sports are meant to be put into business and life and family to win there. If the ball game was something you did on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Friday night and it wasn't your God, then it's healthy. But it's unhealthy now. And it's unhealthy that most of the stations we've been kicked off of, we didn't get kicked off of because of lack of money or ratings. We made the money. We had the ratings. Most of the stations that we have been on for 4 or 5, like we were on in Corpus Christi, took the station from no ratings to the top rated show, period, in the city for a year, a straight year. Same thing happened in Orlando. ESPN came along with a contract and money. And it wasn't about ratings. It was just like, I mean, I've been taken off over 100 stations by ESPN. Imagine the subjects we're covering here. And instead, it's men making jokes, talking about other men all day and what's going to happen in a game while Ebola is spreading. Hey, how's Ebola going to affect the bottom line of your stupid football games? You know, I gave up frisbee golf and everything a long time ago, folks, because I don't have time to play games anymore. You understand that? And all I'm saying is men don't even know how to fight back or speak up because they've never done it. Try turning the ESPN off. Let's go to Susie in Florida. Go ahead, Susie.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so delighted to hear from you.
Thank you.
And I've listened to you since 2005 and looked up everything, and I think that you're a human deluxe and you're the only one I trust, and you taught me a lot of history. And after that, okay, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm so
excited. Don't be nervous, sweetie. Go ahead.
And I pray for you and your family almost every day because why are they picking on Texas? It's like the borders are down. We don't know what's coming across there. That hospital, they're bringing, you know, everything seems to be going down there. And it's like a coincidence that it's a red state or whatever. And, you know, they had the Israel flight stopped. Remember that? They stopped it completely. And so
yeah, well, so did England, so did France, so did Saudi Arabia. Anyone who doesn't want Ebola shuts flights down from Ebola countries. It's a no-brainer that people that have Ebola are going to get on airplanes to go to the West. And listen, here it hasn't even started yet. As Africa begins to accelerate exponentially with Ebola, where do you think they're going to go?
I mean, it looks like what it has been looking like. And, I mean, they hate America. They're no Ben Franklin, that's for sure. And, I mean, the Israel flights when Gaza was fighting them, and they were trying to blame Israel for them hiding their weapons in schoolhouses.
I know.
Not that quick enough.
Well, I mean, that's my issue, is everybody lionizes any, you know, Hamas. And Hamas drags non-radical Muslims to the streets behind motorbikes. And I'm not defending stuff Israel does either. But it doesn't mean that I then jump in bed with the UN's cause celeb, the radical element of the Palestinians. It's all a mess. It's just a total mess. I want to play this John McCain report. Then we'll go to John, James, Nancy, and Matt and others. But this report is going to premiere on the nightly news tonight. Well, now it's going to premiere here. A listener sent us this video yesterday, so good job. They shot the video. It's the NolanReport.com, shot by David of the NolanReport.com. The video starts with Colonel Schaefer talking about how Benghazi has a missile deal to arm Syrian rebels via Turkey. Then it cuts to McCain. After a public appearance, he's asked about how we know the arms we are giving the rebels will not fall into the wrong hands. He is then asked directly about the missile deal out of Benghazi, and he says that, yeah, the sun rises out of the west and pigs fly. Remember, they said to Al Gore that not every scientist agrees that man-made global warming is happening. And he said, and the moon landings didn't happen. In real polls, the majority of scientists say man-made global warming is a fraud. It's the sun. But see, they can make a moon landing joke. The video then cuts to Wayne Madsen talking about McCain's past. Again, here is this new video of McCain being confronted, sandwiched with the true skinny on what's happening.
There's a realization, Alex, and you can probably figure all of our options for Syria are bad. I mean, I don't want to get into details or get in trouble, but there's people been fired over telling the truth to the White House saying, look, these are the options we have, and they're all bad. And by the way, getting involved directly is just going to make things worse, you know. So the whole idea of arming these folks, and let's be honest here, there's clear evidence in my judgment that the Libya consulate that was attacked on the 9/11 anniversary was very much involved in moving, you know, obtaining surface-to-air missiles and other arms from the Libyans and transferring it via the Turks to the rebels in Syria. I just don't think it's in our interest to be doing that sort of thing based on the fact, as you mentioned, Alex, the chances are pretty good it's all going to come back and bite us someday.
Senator, how do we know that the arms that are going to the Syrian rebels are not going to get into the hands of ISIS?
Because if we had people who could were there to funnel it to the right people, and I know these people, and I know who they are, and I know how to do it, and so do other people. It's this administration that doesn't want to do it, that is sending them to certain death when they're training them and not preventing Bashar Assad from barrel bombing them. It's disgraceful.
Do you have any
it's immoral.
Comments? Do you have any
it's immoral.
Comments about the arms deal from Benghazi getting into the hands of the Syrian rebels?
That didn't happen.
The 15,000 Stinger missiles?
No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Why would you think such a thing? Somebody is really not informing you well.
Tosh Plumlee of the CIA said that the 15,000 Stinger missiles got into the hands of the Syrian.
Yes, and he also said pigs fly and the sun comes up in the west. Sure.
On blackmail. Oh, yes, absolutely. You mentioned McCain. And what do they got on this guy? I mean, obviously he's blackmailed. Three ways from Sunday. They know he was singing like a canary to his North Vietnamese captors. For 6 months, he was giving operational schedules for U.S. attack flights into North Vietnam. He also was responsible for the terrible fire on the USS Forrestal that killed over 200 naval personnel, and he was the first guy taken off because they knew he was responsible because of his hot shot antics. They called him Johnny Wet Start because he would flame his engine out as a form of hazing.
That's NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. McCain, a total piece of trash, anti-gun, rhino, neocon. And now citizen reporters are out there putting the heat to that traitor's baboon butt. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls straight ahead. Infowars.com/newsletter to get the exclusive videos. There's a new one up there right now.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice.
fasting meal I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones. Our story that Paul Watson just put up in the last 30 minutes is now linked on the left-hand column of Ebola coverage at drudgereport.com, and that is dealing with riots in Sierra Leone, dealing with Ebola. And it is the social cost of this that is really big. It is the panic that's the real crisis. Police resort to tear gas after body of Ebola victim left the street for 2 days. They're locking people up in giant Ebola ghettos, starving, not letting them out. But hey, there's one way to get out. That's on a U.S.-bound aircraft. I shouldn't laugh. I mean, I'm right here in Texas, right by the epicenter. And, man, this is going to just devastate healthcare more in this country. Unbelievable. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? I haven't been on in a while. I've been kind of under the weather, but I'm back now.
Well, good to have you calling in. So what do you think about the situation?
Well, I got two statements about the situation, and I got an analogy for you at the end. First of all, I read an article. I've been following the Ubuntu movement in South Africa, and they said that there were millions of bottles of colloidal silver that were purchased and shipped to Africa.
No, I've seen the letter in the news articles in Africa where they were saying it was helping, and there's an army study, and the government will just freak out and come after anybody that actually covers that study. So I want to agree with the FDA. Colloidal silver is horrible, even though I take it, and it's just the government loves you and Obama loves you.
Well, it's the way it was stated. It sounded like somebody in the government or somewhere refused the shipment. It cost them almost $5 million to ship to these.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was turned around. But they had, there's also previous reports of people saying it was helpful. I mean, that's really a no-brainer. I'm not saying it's a cure. I don't think anything's a cure-all or something. But undoubtedly, other antibiotics are helping as well. Well, silver is a natural antibiotic. It's just not patented, so the big companies can't make money. So they have the government go after anybody that, you know, that tries to promote it and put it out there. All I know is I had three family members die from mutated bacteria this year. I got it while at the hospital with my uncle and literally was coughing up blood for 2 months and could barely be on air. It was a month and a half. My dad had it for 2 months. And I drank two bottles of colloidal silver in 1 week, and it finally knocked it out. So it worked for me. That's all I can say. Thank God for it. And now I literally have an entire cabinet, not just full of Silver Bullet, but other brands. Because I believe ours is really good, but I don't even, you know, I don't know. It varies person to person. I've got hundreds of bottles. You can go to my house, open the cabinet, and there's like 200 bottles, okay? Because I got to be able to take care of myself and other people. And I think I'm going to get even more. But by the way, we're sold out of it. I'm not even promoting it. But yes, I'm aware of all that. And government's been buying it, but they just don't want you to have it. It's unbelievable. And I'm not saying vitamin C is a cure-all, but it certainly in studies shows it boosts your immune system. But they won't tell anybody that stuff. What's your analogy, John? I got to get to other people.
Well, the analogy is, I don't know if you remember back in the 60s or 70s, if you ever seen any old shows of, the Ed Sullivan Show. There was a gentleman on there who was a ventriloquist. His name was Senor Wences.
Yes.
And he had this doll that he painted a face and looks on his hand and put a wig on it. And that was Johnny. Well, the analogy is that Senior Wences is the globalist. Johnny is Obama. And the Democrats. Everything that comes out of a Democrat's mouth is what the globalists want you to know.
That's right. And the Republicans just say enough good stuff to fool you, but they're the other arm of the puppet master as well. So the Tea Party tried to take that over, so they're under attack. The Republican and Democratic leadership are giving more money to defeat Tea Party candidates than to defeat each other. That's even in Politico. Because they know, folks, that the Tea Party is enough common sense to bring them down. A little bit of overdrive coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.